This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Dr. Giordano Show, welcome in. In a moment, we're going to talk with the head of elections in Luzerne County. They're much in the news because of a lot of things. We'll find out, are they ready? We're waiting the judge's decision here. 1:30 is the hearing. I don't think this is going to go on forever because they got to move if they're going to get those people in Bucks County relief, which would mean allowing them conveniently. Just this whole argument by the Inquirer. Well, who's stopping you from voting? You can still do this, this, and this. Isn't it amazing? These are the very people that want non-citizens, people that are deceased, to stay on the rolls. They don't see anything wrong with that. They're always agitating for more and more. Why can't we make it easier? When people go to this level and then still can't vote, that's a problem. All right, let's go to the person, executive director, Luzerne County manager, and Luzerne County, because of Scott Presler, is on my radar big time, where it is, et cetera. Romaldo Cricamo joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Welcome back, manager. Thank you very much for joining us today.
How are you?
Very well. So first question, we had a lot of problems here with people showing up and people being unaware or unable to process all them. How did it go for you?
Well, you know, it was a lot, but we got through it, we did all our voter registration last Friday, we were up to date at 6:09 on Sunday with our mail-in ballot requests. Obviously, more came in. The deadline was yesterday. We had the in-person mail-in ballot on demand, which is what I call it because that's really what it is. And we got through that, and we sealed our machines, and we're getting our judges' bags ready and issuing the certificates for poll watchers soon. And, we're going forward.
Well,
it's a lot.
I was
it's
asking
the mail-in ballot.
Did you let those that were in line by 5 o'clock do the mail-in ballot, in-person mail-in ballot yesterday?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why did you do it, and we could not get this here in the Delaware Valley?
Because that's what we gave notice of what we were going to do, and I was actually at the door at Penn Place, where our bureau is, at 4:59 to make sure that the sheriffs, because they have to come through the building, knew, 5 o'clock, they're in line, they're going upstairs. And it's our job.
Well, I'm glad you did it. I mean, I wish you would be a witness in this big hearing going on in just a few minutes, because that's my understanding, too, to the best of your ability. We want to have every legal voter be able to vote. Now,
right.
Let's talk about Your process at this point, and I'm so glad you came on because you're actually doing this. They caught a lot of stuff in Lancaster County. We hear in York they might be catching fraudulent voter registration forms. Monroe is doing an audit, I guess you would call it. How about you?
Well, we did, when the issue in Lancaster came up, I talked to our director, and our process is that we have some checks and balances. There was no indicia, none of the anomalies that appeared in the other counties that we have. And our DA actually issued a statement yesterday. So we take the voter registration very seriously, and we were not notified by the other counties that are experiencing this. From talking to my director, given our checks and balances on how we process the voter registration, none of those indicias that happened in the other counties did we experience.
What are you experiencing at anything that gives you a little bit of agita, Romilda, as we head toward election night? What are you top of mind absolutely wanting to be ready for?
Well, I just hope people are civil at the polls. I mean, we had an employee who somebody spit on. We had two incidents in the building with a mail-in ballot procedure. We had to call the sheriffs. I just hope that people understand that the poll workers, they're your neighbors. They're the people who you go to church with. They're the people you have Little League games with. And just to be patient. So I'm worried that there's going to be incidents. I can tell you we are staying. If we have to stay all night, we are going to stay all night and process all the ballots. We're not going to leave until they're all they're all uploaded and released. I mean, it's unofficial, but, we're staying. We're going to stay.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, it surprised me because we had you on before, but you know your area better. What's the justification? Was there really bulletproof glass there and also huge obstacles because of not wanting to have cars ram the building?
Well, here's the sequence of events that happened. The Homeland Security offers counties across the country, if we request to come in and do an assessment of our buildings. And public safety is very important to me. I mean, I worry about when our judges get threatened. It has nothing to do with elections, but, judges get threatened. I'm very, very aware of that and vigilant of that. I have money set aside in our capital plan to increase security for the judges. So I'm very mindful of that. So we had Homeland Security come in and they looked at our buildings. And the building where the Election Bureau is housed is unfortunately on pillars, which is not really the best type of building for a government building to be in. They did an assessment of the whole building, and they gave us options. They gave us recommendations. We weren't forced to do certain things, but I thought it was a good opportunity now to make sure that all as many safety features as we could employ, that we would do it.
Okay.
I got boulders outside the perimeter of the building. And we have ballistic proof glass in the lobby of Penn Place, and in the Election Bureau, we put in a bulletproof wall.
So you feel, though, as close as you can, humanly possible, that on election night, you're going to be able, there's not going to be any glitches that you can see. And I just wanted to pick your brain, not that you have to be exact on this, but we've had on the Secretary of State and we've debated. He's coming back on again. Friendly. Initially, he said 2 to 3 days before we'd know the result in Pennsylvania. I find that to be amazing. I'm seeing now people here locally that are in your business, and they're saying more like 24 hours, there's a good shot we'll know what the result is in Pennsylvania. How are you feeling about that?
Well, our our results will be, we're staying until our results are uploaded. To be honest with you, I don't know how they even do it in Philadelphia. I don't think that's something like I could even think of overseeing.
Let me intervene. From conversations with you, move here to Philadelphia. You could do a much better job than the three we have here. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I can tell you, you'd be able to oversee this.
I love Philadelphia, but it's volume. The volume of this election is going to be very challenging. And the polls close at 8 unless there's a line. So if you're in line at 8 o'clock, you get to vote. And who knows how long the line will be. But I can tell you, Luzerne County, we're staying all night until every single vote is uploaded.
Well, we hope to check in with you on election night. I don't want to interrupt you, though, there. But, Romilda, thank you.
No, go ahead.
We will do that. And Henry's got the inside line there. We'll make sure that we do that. Good luck on election night. And thanks for coming on today.
Thanks.
All right. The Luzerne County manager first came on because of drop boxes. And, again, we're hearing rumblings that this – I would be amazed – if it's 48 hours, I would predict under that we should know, maybe even within 24 hours. But then the lawsuits and everything else are going to start. And the headline today is that, Trump is only softening the battlefield up with this, in their minds, ridiculous lawsuit, like at the Inquirer. They think, how are people harmed? All you have to do is do it online. Or somehow or another magically get that ballot and show up that day and all this stuff. No, people wanted to do this. It's the law, which says they have every right, you just heard, to show up and do in-person mail-in ballot. Why didn't they come up with a system to do this? Is the court going to say, well, that's impossible? You just can't do it. Then you need to have new people in government. That's what the law was. Why tell people then you can do this? It's an option to cut down on any nonsense. All right, 855-839-1210. We're coming to your calls a little bit later. We're going to talk with Dawn Kiefer. She is a representative in rural Pennsylvania who heads up the Freedom Caucus. What's going on at the state level around all these things, including the illegal voter registrations? We heard the initial story last Friday. Now everything is a mystery. Nobody's saying anything more. This has to get straightened out and clarified before we have an election. In addition to which, the overarching thing, what are you going to do about Bucks County? They cannot allow to get away with this stuff. They just can't. Same thing with Delaware County. Philadelphia functioned yesterday. They let people come in and vote on demand, mail-in ballot in person. I don't know what time they let it go on to or not, and saying you're in line. That's better than what we saw in the suburbs. Why is that? Why is it that this went on? And my answer is they're slow walking it. That's exactly what they were doing. And they resent that Trump voters wanted to vote that way, even though that's their right. They're going to punish you for it. All right, Dan, who is your showman?
Well, I got a couple, Dom. I mean,
from
the world of my favorite hobby of all time, I think you can know where I'm going with this one if you're a longtime listener. But how about some Hulk Hogan, Dom?
Absolutely.
You got Hulk Hogan, you got Ric Flair. I think there's a couple from
that world. Ric Flair is more of a showman than Hogan, but I get why some people are different.
No.
I like the walk, the whole thing.
And he's a great promo, but the way that Hogan exploded into the world of pop culture, unlike Flair did, I think gives Hogan the nod in the world of Christmas.
Okay, he did do that more, but I think if you're a real fan of wrestling, he's superior in his showmanship.
Chris Jericho superior to both of them. Just going to put that out there.
All right.
Maybe. And how about a family member? How about the greatest showman? Who would that be? P.T. Barnum, Dom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's BT Barnum Day. Yeah.
Oh, is it really? Is that why
we're doing it? That's why we're doing it. Oh, yes.
Well, okay. I guess okay, nice is. To have a family member honored by a day.
There he was the peg of this. Yeah. Absolutely.
He was like my grandma's great uncle's brother. Wait, don't make a. What is going on with the. This is the second time this happened today.
Uh-oh. They don't want the Dom Giordano
Dom in the dark.
Show to be heard. I see an engineer back there. Let's put on the lights, guys.
Swag, right, there it
go.
Is. Thank
stop
you.
Fooling around. Yeah, there we go.
Blaming Austin, yes. It's like a zoo.
I'm not somebody like some who get upset when the lights go out during my show. I'm just saying. Excuse me.
They look a little embarrassed back there now.
All right, now you are. Yeah, okay. 855-839-1210. You get on board. More of your calls coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dumb in the dark. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. You got the plot line today. Barnum and Bailey. Well, Barnum. 1873, New York City, the circus. Hit us with that all-time showman. Include women in this. It's not just guys who we're looking for. And, you know, make it at the end of your call because we've got a lot of stuff in the air here. Pennsylvania, ground zero, to put it mildly. This lawsuit, just as an example, how much it's out there. And the woman we had on from Luzerne County, imagine bulletproof glass and boulders. I didn't know the election headquarters was on pillars. Oh, my God. Giant boulder. So it's going to be a heck of a night here. But you heard Michael Whatley, 230,000 watchers they have across the country. Got to win one of these lawsuits. They won in Delaware before the Supreme Court. I hope they appeal if it doesn't go well today, though, because Bucks County should not be allowed to get away with stuff like this. It's a pretty obvious thing. If so-called democracy is compromise, all right, the Trump voters said, look, Dom, we've been listening, all these people, we got to vote by mail. You got to do it. We can't fool around with Election Day. We get the grand picture here. You're going to lose if that happens. But we don't trust that vote getting through the system. Okay, I get that. What's the compromise? Guy Shiraki last week, Guy is a big proponent. Compromise, show up and do it there. They do that. They're willing to put up with a couple of hours of wait, which I would have, I'd be nuts by that point. You'd have to take me out of there. 5 minutes and I'm already, well, come on, let's get out of here. They're willing to go through all that and then you still don't let them vote. You don't even let them have a chance to vote. Then you say it's not a voting place anyhow, and you arrest people for electioneering in a non-voting area in Delco. This is what they've done. They got the power in the suburbs. If this happened, you know, it used to be in a corrupt place like Philadelphia, you would expect this. They would say, hey, this is Philadelphia. This is Chicago. You know we're going to do what we want. Now they're saying it in places like Bucks County. Now suddenly Doylestown is like Chicago with Al Capone and all. Come on. How'd that happen? All right, let's go to Mike in the Northeast. And Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon to you, Mike.
Hey, how are you, Dom?
Good, Mike.
Just up here listening to my scanner, there's some kind of police activity going on up there at Busselton and Red Lion.
Okay.
There's a BJ's Wholesale, and they said they found anywhere from 30 to 100 mail-in ballots that were thrown down the hill.
So actual mail-in ballots, not the form to get a mail-in ballot, but the actual mail-in ballot vote.
Yeah, from what I heard, they were filled out. So I heard that it was thrown down the hill, and there was one that didn't make it. And someone walked by.
Right.
Someone walked by and said, "This is where I found this." And then the police got there and were looking around and looked down the hill, and there was a bunch of them. So I know the postal police is on the thing now. They're en route to go up there and
see what it is. I really appreciate that. Thank you, because we'll now check in with our police sources here and see if we can play this out. But thank you, Mike. Thanks for thinking of us with that. Appreciate it very much.
No problem.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. Love your show, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. Do you have a showman?
No, not really. I mean, I do like the Hulk Hogan.
All right.
My man.
All right. You got it. Thank you, Mike. I was thinking of Frank Rizzo, since we haven't done it. What a heck of a showman, Dan. Oh, my God. All right. So police sources, you know who you are. Text me. Come on. Get on this. Close the loop on this. Do we have this? And who might have done that? Who might have thrown them down the hill? They didn't like, obviously, if it's in Philadelphia, you know what I'm thinking. Those were Trump votes in the mail-in ballot situation. And one of them escaped and got caught and someone saw it. Isn't that a mail-in ballot there? You're not getting away with anything here. We have people out there by the hundreds, by the thousands, and they are just waiting to stop this nonsense. All right, I'll report to you if I hear from them as they... Mike said he believes postal police are on the way there now. We want a full report on this. That seems legit to me. Where are these mail-in ballots? Where do they come from? Are they going to look at fingerprints and everything? Yep, that's what we have to do. We got to make it that we go down to the point of saying, if you do any of these things, you're going to go to jail for a significant period of time. Got to put the fear of God in people. So we'll check on this from Mike, but I'll let you know when we hear what they have found, and I'm jotting it down. We'll be on it until we find out, is this real, and where does it lead? Let's go to Charlie in Chester County, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, welcome in.
How you doing? I've been giving myself brain cancer by taking my walk and listening on the phone.
Well, the government recognizes the Dom Giordano show. It doesn't apply there. We knock out all those waves.
Well, Kennedy says that phones can cause brain cancer, but okay.
doesn't know everything.
You know what he said, Biden said, was really unfortunate. And they would have put him back in the basement. But my person that I like, the showman, is Tony Orlando.
That is a great choice from what I've heard. Tony Orlando and Dawn. We almost had him for the Feast of the Seven
he
Fishes.
He dominated a room. But anyway, back to the thing. I've worked the polls for the last 30 years. And I don't know what happened in Bucks County, but... there's no way of predicting how many people are coming. They should be better to handle it. But we've had times in Chester County where they've split the book. It's like A through H gets in one line and H through Z gets in another line. And there's no way of predicting who's going to come at any time. And sometimes there's bottlenecks that are so bad.
Well, I hear you, Charlie. But you know what? This was all predicted because... they were told, look, these Trump people, they want to vote this way because they don't trust the postal system, et cetera. And they were given money, $45 million, these election boards, et cetera, got.
Well, they could have done what I did. I don't trust it either. I voted by mail, but I got my ballot in the mail. I filled it out, and I took it down to voter services in Chester County, dropped it off, had to go through a security port, whatever.
Okay.
And was in and out in, I don't know, 5 minutes.
True. They could have taken advantage. Thank you, Charlie, very much. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe someone will explain. It's reasonable. Why do you want to go there and do it and fill it out there rather than get it in the mail? I guess they're feeling they're not going to get it in the mail. Something could go wrong. I've had all kinds of people telling me that. But it is the law. And you were given my solution to this, and rarely are you going to hear me say it. If they need more money, more resources, let's do it. But that doesn't appear to be what's involved here. It's one excuse after another. 855-839-1210, you get on board. So we're charting this story of mail-in ballots out there at Busselton. BJ's, I know it, on Busselton. And we'll see if I get some info from police sources here that that's what happened. And for once, all the authorities in Philadelphia, Al Schmidt and others, they got to make a federal case out of this stuff so that there's fear of God going into this election cycle that you're not going to get away. If you get caught, if you're unlucky enough to be caught, you're going to go to jail 100%. That's what's needed. It's the only way to restore confidence. The big headline out there today, oh, look at these Trump people, including Michael Whatley, who was on the show. What they're doing is they're trying to soften up the battlefield. They got people with all these crazy things in Pennsylvania and everything's fine. Well, it's not fine. We have the voter registration fraud, Lancaster County saying that, mentioning other counties. We have the issue of what happened in Bucks, Delco, and somewhat in Montgomery County. All those voters. What would go a long way if the court looks at the totality of these things and says, you know what? We got to put a day back there. I'm sure Bucks County, oh my God, the world's going to end if we do that. Would that not go a long way? I know I would salute it and say, okay, that's reasonable. People still are going to be inconvenienced. They got to come out for another day. But you're going to take everybody that gets there in line by 5 o'clock, right? Wouldn't you feel good that you're doing your job as elected officials? Why fight that? You'll be a hero. Give them another day in Bucks County to do this. And then I'll have to say, wow, that's reasonable. Okay, it was messed up before. It's hard to admit it, but you did the right thing. It'll take some of this nonsense away. But this lawsuit is not nonsense. It's just saying there was a wrong here that was done. People were disenfranchised. How are you going to make them whole? There's only one solution to that. Give them more voting time. All right, coming up, Jody Della Barbara is an unbelievable force in anything in South Philly and beyond. She used to keep Frank Rizzo in line as his secretary, more than his secretary, though. You can imagine. They're holding a big event, and it just, when she texted me today about it, it's at Marconi Plaza right before another Trump election. This is where Dan, the Russian, said miners were going to hold a rally, M-I-N-E-R-S, supporting Trump. And that's often used by Will Bunch and others to talk about undue Putin influence. Yeah, a bunch of coal miners were going to go down near the Columbus statue. They were going to see a Flyers game. Then they were going to hold a rally to help Trump. So that's going to be my lead joke when I speak there on Monday night. They'll give you the details. And I think it's also our buddy, right, who was involved in the Kamala Harris big poster thing. I'm not sure. Is that the same guy? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Who spotted it and then took action, if you remember, and made international news. Both will be next. I hope you can make it. It's a good spot in South Philly. It's easily accessible. And if you haven't seen the Columbus statue, it's right there. I think it's 6:45 on Monday night. They'll give you all the details. Rosie been coming along. That means a trip to Ralph's, but that's another story. By the way, Dan, I'm just back from the Museum of the Bible in Washington. On Sunday we went. You know what that drive is like? 3 hours up, 3:15 back. Oy. And that's with all out, you know, speeding.
Yeah.
To be able to do it.
Two feet on the pedals and everything.
Yeah, row and the Bible. Oh, my. That was the trip.
Why are you going up?
It's the Museum of the Bible. We went on Sunday.
Oh.
I have to say.
Okay.
It is.
Was it nice?
It is remarkable. It's six stories. And it must have cost $25 million to do this type of thing. And the actors in various rooms and all, in various parts of the box, were really good.
I mean, it sounds amazing. Don't get me wrong. But we live in a city that has probably the most museums per capita
It's the Bible.
But 6.5 hours of your day traveling to
it's the Bible. Yes.
Well, okay, good point.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't think
watch
there's
it
no...
there. Watch yeah. it there. You're going to be in big. I like the room.
Going to come from my head.
I like the room. America in the Bible, and they had the sound of the sea because they had people getting off a boat holding a Bible. Ooh, it was beautiful.
That's really
done.
Cool.
Now Ro is into the Chosen and all that stuff. So I would tell people if you can get to Washington and visit it, it is remarkable. I don't know how they funded that, but it's...
Did you go anywhere else, or was it just the museum?
Just the museum.
Okay.
We ate there.
I'm looking at pictures of this thing.
It's lavish. We don't have beautiful. Anything like it. It is.
I love those museums where you walk into a different room, and it's like you're transported to a different land.
It's even the scenes from The Omen are in there.
I take it back, Ro.
Underground of Jerusalem.
Probably travel, too.
There That's you cool. go. All right, Ro's listening right now. The texting will start. Okay. We're going to talk with Jody... about this big event coming up. Hey, I've told you for years about my friend, dentist, and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, and the Bentz Dental Group. Now, Dr. Bentz is known for a multitude of things, just cutting-edge dentistry, great infrastructure and staff, and also the ability to get past any kind of fears or anxiety that you have. After you visit them once, you'll see what I mean. I've sent people there. One woman, 8.5 years, if you can imagine, had not been to a dentist from Motion City. And the results are amazing. My dentistry with him, he's gotten me to do all kinds of things that resulted in less trouble. Electric toothbrush, the water pick twice a day. It only takes a couple minutes. And it all helps. But I'm telling you, if you have any kind of problem, you're thinking about a problem, why not get it checked out? Get that initial evaluation with Dr. Bentz. It's the Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z Dental Group. Find them at thebentzdentalgroup.com or call for that appointment right now at 610-272-6949. Thebentzdentalgroup.com or 610-272-6949. Yeah, it might be a little bit of stereotyping there with the Tarantella with Dom Giordano and Jody Della Barber and Joe Marecki all on the line here. And they happen to be from South Philly, where else, which is, well, I have to ask, bring those guys up, would you, Joe and Jody with us here. Thanks, Joe, for joining us. And Jody, thanks for joining us. Jody, where would you say the dividing line is in South Philly where it becomes Trump country? Do you have to go down to almost Packer Avenue, or is it before that?
Oh, no. It's from Packer Park down to maybe Passyunk Avenue. It's Trump country in the 26th Ward on the west side. And then on the east side, it's kind of weird because around the 9th Street area, there's all hipsters and stuff, and it's not as prominent as it used to be. A lot of the Italians moved out, but... 39th Ward, which is the east side, 26th Ward, it's solid Trump.
Yeah.
And Second Street.
Without a doubt. So this is a great idea to hold it there. And thank you for inviting me to speak. You know, my joke is going to be about Putin and the miners. Remember that? In 2016, we're going to rally at the statue of Marconi Plaza down there. And they use that as an example of Russian collusion. Will any Russians be there on Monday night that we know of?
Not that I know of, but we're going to start on the Columbus side because, you know, that's near and dear to our hearts down in South Philly.
I'm here with George Paquetto, and he just received a ruling from Judge Paula Patrick that the box is coming off.
There you go. And Joe Marecki, your part in this, will you be paid in rubles for this event?
Absolutely not.
All right, Joe came to our attention because of the Kamala Harris thing and his wherewithal to go out and poster over that a little bit. We still have never gotten to the bottom of it. But Joe and Jody, we'll start with Joe. Why do this in South Philly? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, as Jody was pointing out, there are a very large amount of Trump supporters, not just Republican supporters, but there's a lot of Democrat supporters that are in favor of Trump, especially in this election coming around. So Jody and I were talking about it. We were speaking also about the concerns that you brought up earlier on your radio program about all the mail-in ballots. You know, the questions that are ultimately going to arise simply by the amounts of mail-in ballots that are coming in, not just in Philadelphia, not just in Pennsylvania, but all over the country. So we said, we were talking, we said, we want to do something that will promote the vote to come out if they didn't already vote by mail or go up to the stations and submit their ballots. We wanted to make sure that we could promote in-person balloting, vote in person, something I coined as being VIP. Be a VIP, go vote in person, get your vote counted. So we're hoping that with this final rally that we're going to just push it to the very end, get people to come out, and that's what we want. We want people to take pride in the fact that they're going to come out to vote. We also want people to get over any anxiety, pre-election day anxiety, because there's no doubt a lot of people are worried about what's going to happen in this election process. We want Trump. We fear that he may not get elected. We fear that there's going to be all kinds of objections afterwards, by the Democratic Party especially. As I understand, Kamala Harris has a team of lawyers ready to file objections. We don't know what the objections are yet.
But we have multiple teams of lawyers, and more importantly, multiple teams of guys with no necks standing by. That's always better.
Understood.
So, Jody, why
South Philadelphia?
Yeah, why this rally, Jody? Particularly at Marconi, Columbus. There's a lot of history there. Why do you say?
Well, first of all, it's because some people say my vote doesn't. I'm with him, but my one vote doesn't count. Everybody says that, then he's not going to win. We've got to make everybody be pumped up like we used to do at Rosewood and Rittner for Rizzo. We knew that he was, people were for him, but you got to get them out. It gives people the encouragement to vote, and we want to show that we're strong. Maybe some of the news stations will pick it up. Who knows? But if we get this out, it's like when we were down at the Columbus statue. We show we're together, and we support our president, our real president, and, we're all with him. And people feel good about coming out,
There you go. And when you mentioned Rizzo, we know that when polling was done then, he always outperformed the polling.
You're going to have a hell of a story on that one.
People were afraid maybe to say it. It's very similar to Trump. And Jody, you had more experience than I ever could have working with Frank Rizzo. Picture Rizzo in the days of Trump. Oh, my goodness. What it would be like.
And right before when we were in the primary, I remember Marty Weinberg said, I don't think we should do that. That's old. We're going to do a new campaign. Rosewood and Rittner. I went into the mayor and I said, Mayor, Marty doesn't want to do Rosewood and Rittner. He went ballistic. What do you mean?
You're a real crumb bum.
Of course you got to go to that. It's like when Trump said, I'm going to try out something new, not make America great again, but keep America. About 30 minutes into it, he said, I'm still going to say make America great again. When you got it, you don't go away from that.
Exactly. We got to keep our traditions going. We can't change because everybody wants us to change. Why fix something that isn't broken?
Exactly. So 6:45 until whenever this coming.
Until whenever.
So this Monday night down there near the Columbus statue.
Yes, and I hope that on Tuesday night everybody goes to the Columbus statue blowing their horns when he wins. So if that's what we did in 2016.
Aha! Very nice, Jody. Well, I will see you down there. And again, thank you for the invite. Joe, thanks for the great work. And I'm sure there will be a massive turnout. That is Rizzo country and Trump country.
Dom, if I could just point out, we realize we're going to have a lot of people. So people are jumping up to help us out here. Our South Philly All-Star DJ, Russ Ferranti, has actually jumped on board so that he can introduce you, to speak tomorrow night. Monday night. Excuse me. He's also going to be playing music to entertain everyone, and we're hoping to make a great festive time out of the whole thing. I'd also like to point out.
Absolutely, Joey. In the introduction, could you remember to tell him it's 6'1¼". Just remember that.
You got it, pal.
Also throw in that he drives with 2 feet.
Throw that in. That's exactly
I can throw a football 38 yards.
Have a football there. I think it might launch 40. I'll throw it to Columbus.
Get away from me, you crumb.
All right, Joe and Jody. We will see you Monday night, 6:45 p.m. down in South Philly. Thanks, guys.
Okay, go Trump.
Bye-bye.
Go Trump.
Thanks, guys, very much. Watch the guy.
It's going to happen.
I give him a list of things. Here's what to say in the introduction.
You can throw a football 38 yards.
Rose along for the ride because it's another time to go to, as I said, Ralph's afterwards. So,
I said I love Philadelphia.
I just want to speak at the spot where the miners once spoke for Putin. And we'll see if anybody has. I wonder if I can get some rubles just to get them out there as a, sort of a souvenir. Got to carry some rubles with me.
Where do you find rubles?
You can go to some exchange place.
Yeah,
and get some rubles. I bet people listening have a ruble or two. A lot of Russians have. Putin spreading
all
around
rubles. All those Russian bots
here.
Listening, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to pay you in rubles.
Yeah?
All right, what's the exchange rate? All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next. Hope to see you down there. It will be a great event. If you're fired up, you're anxious, you want to be with friendly, very friendly people, great people. Realize every vote counts in Philadelphia. Now, we didn't even meet after the show yet, but I got to get Bob Brady on. I'm thinking Friday rather than Monday to see if he's still going to predict carrying Philadelphia by 500,000 votes. Those lobsters are just succulent. They're preparing them already by Wednesday. 500,000 votes. No way. All right, it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hey, for years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural supplements. After making their omega-3s a part of my daily routine, from supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Listen to the recent comment from Carol. She says that triglycerides are at an all-time low. It increased my well-being, while joint pains and muscle aches have decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals, and now it's your turn. For a limited time, use that code OMEGA50, OMEGA50, for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the seven Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get this special radio offer, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, Omega 50. That's Omega, O-M-E-G-A 50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega 3 absolutely free.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
Really breaking stuff over here, Dom. Look at me. I apparently can't work the radio today.
Nothing works.
I know, nothing.
All right, there we
but,
go.
Dom, some huge, huge news that we're kind of discovering here. So earlier in the show, we had a caller, Mike, in the Northeast, who alleged that he heard on police radio that there were ballots discovered behind a BJ's over in Busselton. So here on the Dom Show, we reached out to some of our police sources, very trusted police sources. And at first, our source doing some investigation, came to the conclusion that those flyers were campaign advertising from a group describing how one could obtain and vote early or obtain a ballot. So this is what we thought initially was maybe this was just mailers that showed you how to fill in mail-in ballots. I just received word that the mixed in with these ballots were actually indeed mail-in ballots that were disposed of behind BJ's back there. So allegedly, I'm going to put allegedly still because I just want to make sure this is completely verified, but allegedly there were indeed, as our caller stated, mail-in ballots found disposed of behind the BJ's out there.
Absolutely. Thank you, and thanks to those impeccable sources. And we will not let this story get buried. I don't know if anybody else knew. What's Steve Keeley doing? Check Steve Keeley's Twitter. He should be sleeping now. He was up late last night. We may have beaten Steve Keeley on this one. He'll be out there, though, in the dumpster and find another one. All right, so we'll give you more details as we find out more here. Let's see. Let's go to Bill in Bucks County on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon there, Don. I've been avoiding going up to Doylestown because of the heavy traffic up there, so I really don't know what's going on up there on Court Street. But I can imagine I heard a 2-3 hour wait. So.
Well, it's over from yesterday unless this judge rules to give them another day.
Well, wasn't he supposed to rule at 12:30 or 1:30?
Session
at 1:30.
Yeah, the session started at 1:30. We're hopeful, you know, this guy ought to rule today after hearing the evidence. We can't be delaying more days in this, so we'll see.
Well, Maybe get on the Gene Girolamo and see what he has to say about all this.
Yeah, Gino and I are not two paisans. That's all I'll say about that. I don't think that's happening. Yeah.
And as you don't forget, we also got a Republican sheriff named Fred Heron up there.
Fred, I have a lot of faith in Fred. So, Bill, who's your showman?
Well, he floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. And Howard Cosell used to say, Muhammad Ali.
All right, that's pretty good.
That wasn't bad.
No, Muhammad Ali is a great showman. That's one of the all-time.
Deepen the voice a little bit.
Yeah, he had his boxing shoes were special. There was a whole thing about him, and when he beat Sonny Liston, the world was shocked. I think he was shocked too at that point. Okay, big 2 o'clock hour. Of course, we'll have Dom's Money Melody. We're going to talk with the head of the Freedom Caucus in Harrisburg. What are they doing about these two issues? Dawn Kiefer has been with us before. One is the voter registration fraud that we know of in Lancaster and maybe across the state. What are they trying to do? And what help can they offer about what's happening in some of these counties like Bucks and Delco and somewhat Montgomery County? As far as we understand, the hearings going on started at 1:30. Now, whether we'll have a result at the end of the show, or Rich will have it. We'll certainly have the player. We're going to have one of them on, I think, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. But based upon what we hear from police sources, some of these mail-in ballots were not just samples. They were actual mail-in ballots. If that's true, we'll stick with it. Got to find out how that happened. And if anybody did anything illegal, which would seem to me it would be, there's got to be full prosecution on it. All right, big 2 o'clock hour. Get in right now. Don't forget, by the way, McDonald's today, thanks to Jim Worthington, 4:30 to 5:30, paying for people at McDonald's. I hope to interview the guy. I hope they let me near the fryer, too. We hope to have footage of that on the show tomorrow, but I'm taking some equipment. We'll bring you some of the sights and sounds.
So you are going to eat some fries?
Yes, I'll eat some fries.
Okay, good.
We'll bring you some of the sights and sounds of that McDonald's. The guy did the right thing, and he needs our help now. That's up on Street Road in Feasterville, here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.